Thank you for calling customer service. What can I assist you with today?
Oh, great. Can you tell me what company this is?
Okay, so we're a third-party call center that handles accounts for online vendors.
Okay. All right. I've been getting two charges against my credit card. I don't know what this is about. Right now I'm disputing it. So if somebody could tell me what card or who is charging me this money, I can let me see before I cancel my card.
Okay, I'll be happy to go ahead.
Okay. What do you need from me?
Can I start off by getting your zip code?
45011.
Thank you. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking to?
David Battaglia.
Thank you. And for security purposes, can you please verify your address?
7059 Boysenberry Drive, Liberty Township, Ohio, 45011.
Thank you. Give me 1 second while I review your account.
Okay.
Okay, so do you remember January 29th paying $7.95 for a smartwatch?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, so when you purchase a smartwatch, when you pay the shipping for the smartwatch, it'll tell you in the terms and conditions that 4 days after.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, it'll
cancel it.
Okay.
This is ridiculous. So they charged me over $100 for this stupid watch that I threw away when I got it? It was
no.
Piece of crap anyway. Please, ma'am, what are you going to do? Cancel it? Can I get my money back? I guess I can't, huh? It's a scam.
Okay, so I'm canceling
It's a scam. Huh?
Okay, so I'm canceling your account now, but because you have disputed the charge,
mm-hmm.
you would have to call back with your bank on the phone and either verify that they can drop the dispute or that the dispute is not successful yet, and then we can refund the charges.
That's ridiculous. And then in the meantime, I can get a lawyer and sue this company. Can I name this name of this company? Because they charged me twice, and this is such a scam. I am going to pursue it. Because how many other people are they ripping off? You know what I mean? Can I get the name of this company?
Okay, so because
I will file charges against them. What's that?
Okay, so because it is stated in the terms and conditions that 4 days after you pay for the smartwatch, you will then enrolled
That's fine.
In the discount.
Yeah, fine print. So that means you ain't going to give me the name of this company? That's all I'm asking for.
Well, you pay for the smartwatch, so it's
right.
The
so what is this other stuff I'm getting? What is this so-called $58 stuff I'm getting every month? What am I getting for this money?
So when you pay
what
for
am I getting for it? Yeah, what am I getting for this money? Nothing, right?
I was trying to explain, sir. So when
Sorry,
you pay
I'm
for the
upset,
smartwatch,
you know?
And I do understand the frustration. So when you pay for the smartwatch, it'll tell you 4 days after you pay for it, you will then be enrolled in the Factory Direct store on a monthly membership. And with that membership fee, you will then be receiving a voucher in your email for $125 that you can use towards anything on the website.
I have not received anything from them. Nothing.
Yeah. If it's
nothing
not in
that I even would whatever. Huh?
If it's not in your regular mailing inbox, it'll be in probably like your spam folder.
Probably in my junk or my scam. You know? That's what it is. It's probably in my scam folder because it's a damn scam. Who is this company then? Can I get the name still or no?
No, it's just
this
a,
is definitely
a smartwatch.
No? I'll let the bank handle it. I guess my credit card's canceled, so they won't be able to put any more charge against it.
Well, I've also canceled your account, so they won't try to charge you any further. And I do have that cancellation number for you when you're ready.
That would be great. That would be great. And then they won't return any of my money, will they?
I can't because you've already disputed the charge. But if you call back with your bank on the phone, then we can issue you the refunds if the disputes haven't gone through already.
All right. Right now, the bank I already canceled my card, and I got a dispute through my bank right now. So, I guess they're going to pursue getting my money back.
Okay, so if you disputed the charge with your bank, so if you would have called before the dispute, we would have issued you the refund. But with the dispute with the bank, once they begin their investigation and they see that it is stated in the terms and conditions and it's a valid charge, then they can't issue you the full refund. They might issue a temporary refund, but then once the investigation goes through, it'll then be on a chargeback, so you may be able to get your money back, but it's not 100% guaranteed.
Wow, that's okay. If I don't get it all back, as soon as the bank is done with what they got to do, I'm going to go get a lawyer, because this is definitely ridiculous. Not that I don't even need the money. I just seen it in my account. Like, what the hell? I wonder how many other people they're ripping off, you know? So this is probably a class action lawsuit. I hope I can burn them for this. Now, what is your dispute number? Do I need all the information? The lawyer's going to want everything.
Okay, so I'm going to give you the cancellation number. Are you ready for it?
No. Cancellation number. What company is this?
It's under the Smartwatch Discount Store.
Okay, and their phone number, or their cancellation number is?
Okay, it's C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
260.
Mm-hmm.
533.
Mm-hmm. 336. Great. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you for giving us a call today.
Okay, bye-bye.